Thanks for coming in, Mr. Mahoney. Do you have your member ID card?
Yep, I have it right here in the FEP Blue app, see?
Great.
It's awesome. The app can also help me find a provider and keep tabs on my deductibles.
Okay, can I...
Oh, yeah, and my out-of-pocket spending and visit limits, and I can call the nurse line.
I'm really glad it does all that, but I only need to see your member ID card.
Oh, that's it? Why didn't you say so?
Fearless is just one tap away. With the new FEP Blue app from Blue Cross and Blue Shield, you can access your health benefits on the go. Download it now at fepblue.org/app.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Good morning. I am Teron Davenport here to bring you another edition of Locked On Eagles. What we're going to do is go right into this Lane Johnson saga. This is something that could really hurt the Eagles, obviously. It could also hurt Lane Johnson financially, emotionally. I mean, there's a lot at stake here. So just looking at the whole situation, the 10-game suspension is what he's facing. It's because this is his second suspension, his second positive test, provided that the B sample comes back positive. This is going to be a 10-game suspension. Now, his first suspension, during his second year, he had a 4-game suspension. He started the year out the 4 games, and it was due to Adderall. Now, one thing that's pretty interesting, this was first reported by Alex Marvez of the Sporting News. One thing that's really interesting with that is it was due to Adderall. So when you look at Adderall, that's it's a drug that has been, it's no longer banned by the NFL. So I wonder if this B sample comes up positive, I wonder if that will affect the length of the suspension. It's going to be the first time something like this has been brought into the picture. So we'll see, but a 10-game suspension would definitely hurt the Eagles. They're a team that was going to look to run the football. In essence, their winning formula was going to be the short passing game, running the football, and playing really good defense. And it's going to be a lot tougher to run the football if you don't have Lane Johnson on the right side, because they were going to really work behind Brandon Brooks and Lane Johnson. They had built themselves a wall, so to speak, that they were going to be able to run behind to the right. They were going to be a right-handed football team, and that may not be the case if Lane Johnson is suspended. So when you look at what the suspension was caused by, like what the positive test was the result of, Lane Johnson said that he told Jay Glazer of Fox Sports that he took an amino acid that was approved. Who was it approved by? That's my question. Was it approved by the NFL, by the Eagles, by his trainer, by the company that produced the amino acid? Who approved this? Because not only is Lane Johnson responsible, but the people that approved it are responsible too. Because if you're putting something in your body that, and you're told that it's okay to do it, you think you're following the rules. And that's exactly what we have with Lane Johnson. He thought that he was following the rules. So the amino acid apparently tested positive. And the reason why was because it had peptide in it, which is a banned substance. So what is peptide? The scientific definition is a compound of two or more amino acids in which a carboxyl group of one is united with an amino group of another. With the elimination of a molecule of water, a peptide bond is formed. Okay, that's a lot right there. But basically what they're saying, and the simple definition is, it's small proteins. So what's the purpose of these peptides? How does it help you? Well, what it says here, and this is off of breakingmuscle.com. So I just kind of searched peptide and amino acids, and just to see if we could kind of get some idea of why this substance is banned and what it does for you. So looking at it, it says the intake and production of all the amino acids is necessary for production of all the peptides needed for the body to work efficiently. As we age and go through different times in our lives with different diet, stress, and physical changes, some essential amino acids and peptide production is down regulated. Okay, why take it? Well, in one case, it says that there are several amino acids that are necessary and sufficient amount to produce hormones like human growth hormone. That's a problem. It says that they also are very popular because it gives you quicker absorption, fewer side effects, and more bang for your bucks than other versions of the supplement, such as creatine and glutamine. And it's something that will allow your body to improve the speed of recovery after workouts, improve lean body mass, lower body fat percentage. There you have it. I mean, all of those are definitely performance-enhancing situations. So that's why the peptide is banned. And, man, it's not a good situation. So when you look at the Eagles, I mean, how are they going to recover from this? I mean, it's ironic that Lane Johnson is the one that's likely going to be out for a long time, because it was Jason Peters who they were trying to prepare and had the question about maybe not lasting, and it showed already with the quad injury. So how are they going to replace him? That's really the case. Well, it's going to cause a serious shuffle along the offensive line. I mean, you have the right tackle position that's pulled, the left tackle right now, you have the injury there until Peters comes back. He's going to work out tomorrow before the game, and he'll be in uniform. So that's a good sign. That shows that he should be back sooner than later. But in the meantime, Matt Tobin is taking over at left tackle. And previously it was Matt Tobin, and then you had Alan Barber at left guard, obviously Kelsey at center, right guard Brooks, and, of course, right tackle Johnson. Now it's going to switch a little bit. You pull Johnson out of the picture. There's a few things that you could do. You could take Alan Barber out of left guard and put him over at right tackle. He's played that before. Or you could insert Dennis Kelly at right tackle. If you take, and by the way, Kelly has started at right tackle before also. But if you take Barber and move him to right tackle, now you could insert Stefan Wisniewski, or you could put Isaac Seumalo in there at left guard. So it's going to cause a shuffle, on a couple positions, but once they're able to settle into some type of group, they're going to just have to develop that chemistry. And I mean, once again, after last year, you had the sudden departure of Todd Harriman's, you lost a couple of the guards, and Evan Mathis, and you had the guys in there, and it was tough. The chemistry wasn't able to get there. They didn't have enough time together. And here you are in the same situation once again. And the offensive line, that's a group that, like any other group, and once you play together, the more you play together, the more in tune you are. You got Jason Kelce, who's going to make the checks, change the protections. And he, along with Sam Bradford, their communication is ramping up, and they're going to have the ability to make changes before the play this year. So that being said, when you're making changes, you have a relay of information. Everybody has to get that check, that signal, and it's just a bad, bad deal for Lane Johnson to be out. It's a bad deal for this football team, and I know the guys have to be frustrated. I mean, I would be frustrated, and you rely on each other to be there and not get into situations. And unfortunately, at the end of the day, Lane Johnson is the one that's at fault. I mean, he took it, and it's unfortunate because he was looking for a big year. And, man, just wish him the best. We'll see how this thing comes out. But I tell you what, it's not good. It's not good at all. And they're still waiting for results. I don't know if he's going to play on Thursday or not. I mean, I would think that he wouldn't. I would probably remove him and get Dennis Kelly in there, or Barber, just to get things rolling. Then you have Big V also, the rookie tackle. But man, what can you say? I mean, it's tough. It's really tough. So just when things are starting to look like they're smooth on the offensive line, and that Peters was going to be back soon, this comes up. And, man, tough, tough, tough deal. But at the same time, things come up and you work through them and do what you have to do. And that's what this Eagles team is going to do. The latest thing with the whole situation, Ken Sarnoff, Lane Johnson's agent, released his statement. And it was three quick points We are aware that a member of the media has started a rumor that Lane will be suspended for a PED violation. At this point, you know what? It is a rumor, too, because no one has come out. The Eagles haven't made a statement. The NFL hasn't made a statement. So I guess you could consider it a rumor or just a, you know, a simple report. The next thing is Lane has not been suspended and any report to the contrary is false. Nonetheless, we will not comment on my client's protected health information. Well, that's it. You know, pretty much the only thing we have to lean on with this situation is what he told Jay Glazer. They're waiting on the B sample. We're going to have to see how it works. It's wow. Shocking. Very, very shocking. But at the end of the day, they're going to have to work through it. That's the show today. Just wanted to talk specifically about the Lane Johnson deal. We'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow's game day, so we'll have a pregame look at the Buccaneers, see how the Eagles could fare against them. It's going to be a good opportunity for some younger guys to show what they could do. You got the introduction to the NFL for Carson Wentz, Jalen Mills. I'll definitely be tuned in for that. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Teron Davenport. And on that note, we are out of here.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst. Catalyst.